Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
So you're looking for a guy by the name of Ray?
I am.
Okay, so what happened?
We had a really good date, and I actually met him on Tinder, and we, chatted back and forth. Everything was good. Decided to meet up. Date was great. You know, we went for drinks, and I felt like we were clicking, and one thing led to another. We ended up at my place and, you know, had some good old-fashioned fun together. And
good old-fashioned fun. Is that what we're calling it these days?
Yeah, good old-fashioned naked fun.
All right.
It was great. I wanted him to stay, but he said he was going away with his friends that weekend. He had to go get ready for that. You know, I figured he's on the trip. I don't hear from him for a few days. No big deal. But then Monday rolls around, and he didn't text or call or respond at all to anything that I sent him.
Yeah.
And it just feels like he's either deleted my number, blocked me, or something.
What, did anything weird happen during the time you guys hung out? You only hung out once, you said, right?
Yeah, no, nothing weird. I always wonder, though, like, if I tell a guy that I have a kid, because I do have one kid, you know, how's that going to go? But when I told him, he didn't seem fazed by it. I mentioned it early on in the date, because I like to be upfront about that.
Yeah.
So I'm really confused, and I just want to know why. I can't come up with anything as to why he wouldn't be talking to me.
And you said he went away with his friends for the weekend?
Yeah, but he should be back now.
I'm betting my money on he met somebody on that weekend trip, and now maybe he's seeing how things are going to go with her, and if it doesn't work out with her, maybe eventually he'll get back to you.
I want to know what's up.
All right, well, you know, we'll just try giving him a call, all right? Maybe he'll answer our call, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ray?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Hold on. Who the f*** is this?
This is Ray. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. I'm sorry that we're calling you this early in the morning. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station. And I can just explain. So we got a phone call from a girl who you know, and I'm going to tell you her name, but basically this girl would love to go on a date with you. And if you agree to the date, we'll pay for whatever date you choose. You can pick the place, the date, the time, all that stuff. We'll set the whole thing up, pay for the food, the drinks, all that.
Oh, so I'm sorry. It's a girl I know. I mean, that could be pretty much anyone.
It's a girl that you know. It's not like just any female you ever met. And you're like, yeah, I'm just gonna tell you her name. Her name. So it's Debbie. You guys went out once and you hooked up, and then you went away for the weekend and never got back to her. Hello.
Yeah. No, I'm here. I wasn't expecting to hear that name again.
What'd she do? Is it her kid?
Wait, her kid? Wait, is that what she told you? Like, I give a shit to be like, her kids are great. How about her f***ing husband?
Her husband?
What? Her husband.
What do you mean her husband?
Husband.
How?
Yeah.
She didn't say that she told you she had a husband.
Okay, so look, to be fair, to begin, we meet for drinks, but it was fun. She was cool. I even had her. She even tipped me off, and I had a Grey Goose and Topo Chico waiting for her. Right? It was outstanding. Then we get back to her place, and the next thing you know, I mean, we're getting freaky. And when I say freaky, I mean I'm doing shit at night that I've very literally only seen in porn. Name it, we're doing it together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I asked her if I could record, because she seemed obviously to be into that kind of shit. And she agreed.
You were recording your sex on the phone?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. I just wanted to. I've been working out a lot lately. And I just wanted to watch the replay. I wanted to see how
to watch himself. To see how it looked.
Greatest performance.
Without clothes on, right? What do I look like naked getting the freaky on? Right?
Okay, I feel you.
In the background, the closet door was open. There was a kid, you f***ing not, guys. There's a silhouette of a dude.
There was a guy.
A dude, okay?
In the closet?
No, Yes, I swear to Christ, I'm not making this up. So I brightened the shit out of the picture. I zoomed in on like a motherfucker. I fucking recognized his fucking face, man. Okay? The guy, I swear to God, he was a guy at the bar the same night. He hit me up for a cigarette and I could make his face out. It was the same guy.
Wait a minute. Is this real?
Hold on.
This sounds like a bad movie.
It's the worst movie, I swear. It's like part of that weird ass husband wife where they let other people fuck each other.
You talking about
was the guy in the closet Will Smith?
Stop it.
Yeah, right.
Hold on. Ray, Debbie is actually on the phone and maybe she she could clarify this. Debbie?
Yeah.
Tell him that he's imagining things, because the story sounds really insane to me.
Was your husband hiding in the closet watching you having sex with Ray?
Why the f*** would you not tell me there was a dude in the closet?
I was happy to find out. You didn't give me a chance to. You never called me back.
Called you back?
Really
happened? I called you back proactively so you can tell me that some other guy watched me f*** you that you happen to be married to. I get it, all right.
Yes, I get it. Tell you, right. It really happened. It's something that we do here and there, my husband and I. And, you know, it's not his first rodeo. He's seen way more than that.
So. Oh, my God.
So, Debbie, you and your husband have one of those arrangements where you allow other people to, partake in the sexuality with your significant other?
Yeah, you could call it that. You know, we don't label it. It's just something that we like to do with each other.
What the married woman? Do you understand that? I now have done something wrong, right? In front of her husband. I feel like a bad person.
Ray, I mean, like, hey, if it's any consolation, the husband apparently approved of you.
I was going to tell you, but you never called me back. You didn't answer my text. And, like, I get something weird up front, but I just want to see if you'd be into it. But you didn't give me a chance. Like, you didn't reply.
I cannot believe Ray, this is happening.
Ray, just because you had sex with a married woman in front of her husband, it doesn't mean you're a bad person.
I'm setting you up for an easy, no strings attached situation. You should be thrilled.
I'm all set with you, you know, with your weird-ass husband. All I know, if it was me, I would be freaking the guy that was doing freaky shit with my wife. That's all I know.
Okay, or you could stop being so judgy and stop being such a and live a little bit.
I'm all set. The answer is no.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at Hot969Boston.com/help.